You're listening to the WBGO Journal. I'm Doug Doyle. When WBGO commentator Mildred Antenor takes a closer look at the presidential 2020 race, she says the ignorance factor continues to grow.
Presidential hopeful Senator Kamala Harris is coming up against some accusations from social media attacking her, saying that she is not black enough. Well, here we go again. Apparently, Harris, who is of Jamaican and Indian descent, is being criticized because those who oppose her say that she can't represent the black experience in America because she has no ancestors who suffered American slavery, as if to say that the enslaved Africans in Jamaica enjoyed a walk in the park during their captivity. It's well documented that for enslaved Africans on the voyage from West Africa, known as the Middle Passage, the death rate was very high. Many died on the trip through disease, torture from the crew. Some were driven to suicide by jumping into the ocean. Those ships, by the way, transported Africans to the United States and all over the Caribbean, which includes Jamaica. I can't believe that we're having this conversation again. But wait, didn't Cory Booker go through a similar experience when he ran for mayor of Newark because he was deemed too upper middle class, particularly because he went to Yale Law School? As if black people can only fit in one type of mold. As if we're not educated or well-traveled or speak different languages and aren't familiar with quality. Come to think of it, I've experienced this type of discrimination myself. It's clearly evident to me when I'm out in public and speaking French or Haitian Creole, I notice at times the look of disdain or contempt from some blacks because I'm seen, I suppose, in their eyes as different. I tell you, the ignorance is mind-blowing. Black people are not homogeneous, and all blacks are not African-American. That term, in and of itself, disregards the various ethnicities that we come from. And what continues to baffle me is that too many blacks don't know that there exists a black diaspora. We come from all over the planet. We speak a myriad of languages, and depending on our specific ethnicity, we see the world in a completely different way from our brethren. And you know what? That's okay. I believe that it was the LA Times that said that since Kamala Harris announced her presidential candidacy, her racial identity has been dissected every which way. Her professed love of Tupac and Snoop Dogg, her sprinkling of hot sauce on greens at a South Carolina barbecue restaurant, as if that's a litmus test for blackness. But wait, I have a solution. And by the way, it's a very practical one. First, get out of your comfort zone. Take the blinders off. Get used to feeling uncomfortable with different ethnicities that exist around you. Travel. Give yourself a challenge and do something outside the norm. Work on self-enlightenment. And don't be afraid to pick up a book about different ethnicities. It was Simeon Talley, the former field organizer for Obama, who said that he thinks we're in a much different place now because we've had a black president, which has made us much more familiar with black candidates. I disagree. I think that things have not changed that much and that we're still stirring the same antiquated conversation around and around, and we're walking on eggshells while doing it. Let's face it, as much as we'd like to admit that we're okay when it comes to race, we haven't even scratched the surface. I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is the author of the upcoming book, The Gladioli Are Invisible, a memoir.